Now D-U-Z Does brings you the Goldbergs.
You? Is anybody?
There's Molly, folks. That means your friends the Goldbergs are here. Brought to you by Does, the new kind of soap that does everything best. Well, here's the Does Trio. Do you have a song for us today, boys?
Yes, sure.
Okay, let's hear it.
Oh, 25 soaps in a wash day test. Prove that does everything best. When the scores were added, what did they find? For whiteness, suds, and safety combined. Does everything best, oh yes. Does everything best.
It's true, ladies. Does everything and does it best. It's been proved in actual tests against 25 different wash day soaps. Leaders of every kind were included. Bars, chips, powders. All were tested for the things you want most on wash day. Whitest washes, most suds for cleaning, together with greatest safety for colors. And listen to this. Compared to Does, soap after soap fell down on one or more of these 3 points. Only Does had a perfect score on the whole combination. Do you know what that means to you? It means this new kind of soap can give you greater safety for the nice colors you wash. Actually leave them brighter, so your pretty slips and undies last longer. It means that for getting greasy work clothes clean without hard scrubbing, no soap scores higher than Does. It means Does can get your towels and linens whiter than soap after soap. Not one of them can do all Does does and still match it for whiteness. Now, honestly, doesn't that sound like Does ought to be your wash day soap?
Yes, Does is a soap you want to try. Does is a soap you ought to buy. Does everything best, oh yes. Does everything best.
Now Does invite you to visit the Goldbergs. Many a ship has sunk at the launching, and many a well-laid plan has done likewise. But with a faith known only to the innocent, Molly is certain that somehow, some way, the success of her plan to get Joe Ellis temporarily off the track will work out all right. When Joe announced that he was through hunting for the $25,000, that he was going to the police to turn Mary in, Molly hit on an idea. Since Joe now knows Jake has the money, Molly called Jacob Goldberg, a Greensville tailor, and had him return her call. When Joe picked up the phone and heard Jacob Goldberg calling, he got the address and made a beeline for the tailor shop. That was a few minutes ago. Right now, Molly is frantically thinking of the next move. Listen.
Rosalie, where's Mary?
Upstairs.
Tell her to come hither. I have to tell her what I did.
But what are you going to do,
Mom? I'm going to wake Uncle David and tell him to get up and get dressed.
But if he's sleeping, why don't you let him sleep?
Because now is no time for slumber. I have to make a decision and decide what to do before Joe Ellis comes back and he finds out what I did and who did it and who sent him.
But, Mom, maybe if you tell Mike Hilton what you did and why you did it...
Rosalie,
maybe...
I can't put my trust in Michael Hilton yet. Not yet, Rosalie, please. Oh, Mary?
Good morning, Mrs. Goldberg.
Good morning, Mary. I was just sending Rosalie up to awaken you.
Why, did anything happen?
Nothing yet, but something will very shortly.
What is it, Mrs. Goldberg?
Let me talk, and then let me talk quickly without interruptions. Mary, you have to leave here and leave quickly.
What do you mean?
What I did for that purpose.
But, Ma, tell Mary, and she'll know.
I'm telling her, Rosalie, please. I'm telling her. Don't take the voice out of my mouth. I'm telling her. Mary, listen, and listen carefully. I sent Joe Ellis on a wild duck race. And any minute he'll be back and he'll know what I did. And what I did to keep him from going to the police and to give me a chance to think, and I thought. And now I know what you have to do. You have to leave here, Mary.
And what will you do?
I can't leave, but you can and you must.
But, Ma, tell Mary what you did.
I'm telling her what I did, Rosie. Don't take the words out of my mouth. I'm telling her. Christ, and silence and no interruptions. I'm nervous, not. Please, I'm shaking like a leaf. Mary, listen, and listen carefully. I looked up a telephone book. I looked up the Greensville telephone book, and I found the Jacob Goldberg tailor. And I called him, and I told him to call me back. I said I was a customer, and he should call me back, which he did. And Joe Ellis took the telephone. I saw that he should take the telephone, and he saw that Jacob Goldberg, the tailor, was mine, Jake. And Joe went to meet him.
Does Mike know what you did?
No. So go up, Mary, and take a few certain things that you need and leave. Go, Mary. Please, this minute, don't waste a minute. Now, go.
I wish you hadn't done that, Mrs. Goldberg.
Please, Mary, unless you leave what I done, I did in vain.
Please,
Mary, no questions now.
No questions. Please, I'm going
to
get dressed.
Please.
The telephone.
Let me go. Take it, Mom.
I'll take it.
Oh. Good morning, Mr. Hilton.
Good morning.
Hello.
What kind
sent me to Jacob Goldberg, the tailor, and who was it that called the guy and told him to call back? He said it was a lady's voice.
Pipe down and stop yelling into my ear. Modulate your voice. Pianissimo, Joe, and I'll know what you're talking about.
Pianissimo, nothing. I'm hopping a cab to tell those dames to say their prayers. Nobody ever made a monkey out of Joe Ellis and got away with it.
Joe's awful mad. You wouldn't know why, would you, Mrs. Goldbike?
Mad? He's always mad.
Yeah, this time he's a little madder than usual.
Well,
sit down. Let me see that telephone book. Who's been using it?
Telephone book?
Yeah, it ain't in its regular place. I didn't use it. Let me have it.
Dudley, give Michael the telephone book.
Yes, Mark. He and Mr. Hilton.
Thanks.
Rosalie, ask Uncle David if he wants to get up.
Wait a minute. You're a little younger than I am. Would you mind looking up a name in this telephone book for me?
I'll look it up.
My mother will look it up. Excuse me.
If Uncle David is slumbering, awaken him.
Yeah, wake him up and ask him. Maybe he was the one that used this telephone book last.
No, I'm sure not.
What makes you so sure?
Well, because his optical illusions is not so good and the print is too small.
Oh, it ain't too small for you, is it?
Rosalind.
Yes,
Mom. I'll fix you some breakfast, Mr. Hilton.
Thanks. I'm glad to see you're trying to make things pleasant for me. Thanks. But I get nervous indigestion if I eat when I have anything on my mind. You ain't got nothing on your mind, have you, Mrs. Goldberg?
On my mind, no.
Then why don't you eat?
Well, I had my coffee.
You did? You and Joe have coffee together?
Yes.
Yeah, it's kind of chummy, wasn't it? Too bad his breakfast was interrupted by a telephone call. But that's all right. Maybe you'll have supper together. Your last supper, I mean.
Mom?
Did you wait, Grandpa?
Mom?
Your mother'll be right in. I want her to help me look up some telephone numbers.
I'll be right in, Rosalie. Straighten up the room, Rosalie, and put everything away neatly.
Yes,
ma'am. My, my. See what we have here. You wouldn't think in a small town like this there'd have been so many Goldbergs. Goldberg, Goldberg, Goldberg. Oh, and here's a Jacob Goldberg. No relation, is he?
No.
What a coincidence. That's your husband's name, isn't it, Jacob Goldberg?
Yes.
Awful smart, dearie. How long do you think it took Joe to find out you pulled this gag at him, huh? Just long enough for him to go to Elm Street. What was the idea? Pulling a delay in action? Who do you think you are, Eisenhower? You're using the wrong strategy, sister.
I only tried to do what was best for Mary, Mr. Hilton.
Why didn't you ask me? Why didn't you let me in on your plans?
Well, because I...
Yeah, why not? What's the matter? Haven't you got a little confidence in me? You ought to know by now that I'm only trying to do the same things you are, protect Mary, find your husband, keep Joe from making more trouble.
Sometimes I believe you, Mr. Hilton, but it's not easy for me to believe you. After all, you're the one who asked Joe to come here from New York.
Okay, okay, maybe I did. I guess that stunt of mine was made out of the same cloth as the stunt you just pulled on Joe. Both of them boneheaded. But at the same time, I thought I was doing the best thing.
That's what I thought.
So we're even. But from now on in, I want you to act like you've got a little trust in me. It'll pay off for you and yours, Mrs. Goldberg, believe me.
Good morning.
Mary,
Nothing good about this morning, Mary.
Mom.
All right, Mrs. Goldberg, go ahead. I'll talk to Mary.
Excuse me, Mary.
I'm always, always so sorry for people like you. Smart, but just not smart enough.
Excuse me.
She pulled an awful dumb gag.
She did?
Yeah, she had a local tailor named Jacob Goldberg call here. Joe got the call, thought it was the real Goldberg. I went off on a wild goose chase. Now he's just phoned me.
Joe did?
Listen, Mary. Nobody with sense kids around with a guy like Joe. He's not the gentle type.
No, that's obvious.
Yeah, but not to some people. I've tried to get him to pull his punches, but I don't think I can control him now. Not unless I have a baseball bat. And even then, he's liable to do a lot of damage before he says uncle.
She didn't mean it, Mike. I mean, she just thought it was a good idea.
Look, Mary, I know what she thought, but the result is the opposite. I'm worried about you.
Oh. Thanks, Mike.
No. I'm serious. I'm worried. Whether Joe or the cops get you, you'll be in Dutch either way. And that won't be good for your mother.
But what can I do, Mike? Without the money,
I know. But there's something you can do, Mary.
What, Mike?
You can get out of here before Joe pulls anything, see?
Oh.
Get out of here right now. Hop a train somewhere until all this blows over.
Mike, I
don't interrupt. Hop a train, see? I'll find this Goldberg guy somehow in the dough. Then when it's quiet again, you can come back. It's your only way, Mary.
I can't, Mike. I can't.
What do you
that.
Mean you can't?
Well, I can't. I feel responsible for Mrs. Goldberg and what happened to her husband.
Cut it out. What about yourself and Elsie?
I know. But I can't. I got them into this, Mike. They're innocent. I've got to help them. Don't you see?
Yeah, I see. You're putting your own head in the noose. That's what I see.
That's where my head will have to be, Mike, then. Nothing I can do about it.
Can't
you understand that?
Only one thing I can understand, Mary, is that you're being hard-headed without thinking of anyone but yourself. What about your mother? What if she comes back here into this mess?
Mike, I understand that, but...
Yes, but. Everything's got a but on it. I'm trying to help. I'm trying to keep Elsie from running into the biggest shock of her life.
I can't, Mike.
Okay. If that's the way you want it, okay. I try to get you out of this, but if you end up behind bars for the next 10 years, thank yourself for it. Thank yourself and them Goldbergs.
Mary's sense of obligation to Molly seems to be heading her straight for a prison term. As for Molly, well, Joe Ellis sounded as if he were returning for the kill and would brook no interference. You know, it's always a thrill to be the bearer of glad tidings. That's why I'm so glad to bring you the news about Does. I mean how those terrific tests against 25 wash day soaps proved Does everything best. And here's more good news. This new kind of soap does everything best in the dishpan, too.
In the dishpan, too? Are you kidding?
No, ma'am. Out of all those 25 soaps, only Does gives you this combination. Suds that stand up till the last dish is done. Faster suds for cutting grease, together with greater kindness to your hands. Why, none of those soaps could do all Does does for dishes. You ought to see the suds Does makes.
Lots of them?
You bet. Does gives more suds faster than soap after soap. Longer-lasting suds, so you don't have to keep adding soap. Does goes to work on grease quicker, too. No hard scouring. Yet this new kind of soap is actually kinder to your hands, leaves them wonderfully smooth. You see, in the dishpan, too, does everything and does it best. Be sure to listen to the next episode of The Goldbergs, written for you by Gertrude Berg and brought to you by D.U.Z. Does. Joe Ellis comes back from the false alarm, and even Mike Hilton is upset by his rage. This is Clayton Collier saying good day for the makers of Does. Good day for the makers of Does, the soap that does everything best. When you do kitchen duty, do your war duty. Fight waste. Don't waste soap. It contains vital war materials.